What's up, everybody? Sunday night edition of the Georgia Show. I'm Jake Rowe. He's Rusty Mansell. And as always, we're presented by our friends over at American Pride Bank, your local bank, your community partner, your trusted partner, American Pride Bank. They've got locations in Alpharetta, Athens, and more all over the state. You can visit at AmericanPride.bank. And listen, if you're looking for local banking solutions, whether it's, you know, personal banking or business loans, whatever you need, they've got you covered. Member FDIC and an equal opportunity lender. And they're always helping us out over here at the Georgia Show, always kind of standing with our back. And we certainly appreciate it. But Rusty, we got a lot to get to in this Georgia Show. And it mainly centers around Georgia's first scrimmage, but also what Georgia has coming next and kind of what this next week of practice really looks like for Georgia and how it is. And we're going to discuss this, how in some ways it's the most unique week of practice that they'll go through all season long. So much every week of in practice is important, but this one is so much depends on what's about to happen over these next 5 days in Athens. And we're going to get to that. We're going to get to kind of what happened the first, hear from some partners. And also got a couple announcements here to make at the end of the show, Rusty. We got to go ahead on a couple of things that we got going on this fall. I'm going to spill Rusty. I'll let him know what's going on, where he's got.
Yeah, I don't even know that.
Yeah, he's ready to figure it out. But, Rusty, first scrimmage is in the books. And I kind of want to – before we get into kind of the what happened in the first scrimmage, and you and Roos may have covered this on Thursday, but let's talk about kind of what the first scrimmage is. It's very important. It's huge. But at the same time, it's a little different than the one that's going to happen this coming Saturday.
Yeah, this was kind of you get that kind of that progress report. You don't get a report card, you get a progress report. How are you doing through the first week of camp? I think that's kind of the best way to describe this, where you are and, you know, who's kind of fighting through it right now. You know, it's not fun, and I saw some players, you know, some of their social medias and stuff, and they're pushing through the grinder now. They're living in a hotel and, you know, they're in full camp mode. So you got to kind of push through those things and you find out where you are. But the first scrimmage to me is to kind of say, all right, what do we really have on paper? What do we trust right now? Who do we trust? Who can flash? You know, who can push through that? The second one we'll talk about in a minute is a totally different scenario for me. But, you know, this is kind of the first, I would say, gut check. You go into the stadium and people are there watching and, you know, big money dumping, the McGill Society there, parents are there, a few people are there. No media, but a lot of people that we kind of trust that were there to kind of give us kind of perspective what happened. But to me, it's kind of a gut check time.
Yeah, Rusty, that's 100% it. I mean, even though the heat's not what Kirby wants it to be.
Oh, man.
Nothing can suit this man. Suit him. It's just not hot enough for him. He's out there. Yeah, that's probably why he went you reported this morning that team went to church together. He probably went to church this morning to pray for some heat.
I'm telling you that. I know some people that know the situation going on in Athens, and that dude's ready, that dude's ready to turn the air conditioning off. I can tell you right now, you know, because here's the thing. Kirby understands, and this guy's, you know, he's one step ahead always. He knows his first three games are at 3:30, and it's still going to be hot, and he wants his kids to push through that because, you know, you're in camp. You know, these kids are about to start school in a week or so. So camp's going to be over. You don't get that all day push through. So, you know, it's I know this week they'll be anticipating a little bit more weather to get them lathered up. I know the big boys. You imagine those O-line, D-line, and they're like, man, what have we done? We're living right now. This, you know, this isn't bad at all over here. So we'll see. But I'm sure at some point it'll turn up a little bit. But, yeah, I know Kirby with 3:30 games in a row, he's probably ready to pull his hair out.
Can I say I'm pretty excited not to be going to Knoxville in November for once?
It's
pretty chilly up there, brother. It gets pretty chilly up there in November.
Sometimes it has, you know, it has been that way, but it's just still weird. It's still weird for me to play when they played Auburn early and then when they played Tennessee early. It's still, you know, back in the 90s now when Garrison Hurst and all those guys, the Tennessee game always was early. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was early.
That Robert Edwards game where he broke his foot that year in '95, I believe it was, was an early game because he was tearing it up.
Dude, I was sitting in the upper, I was sitting on top of the sun in the top of that stadium that day, and let me tell you something. It was I realized then what I realized the difference in the seats in Knoxville and anywhere else. They got about 18 inches separation where everyone else has 28 inches.
Yeah, you're standing at like a little 45 degree angle, you know,
on top of each other, man.
Yeah.
On top of each other. So, yeah, Wade Jones makes a good point there. I want to say hello to, you know, some of our subscribers and some of our HQ Plus guys. Right here?
The man, the
no, myth, the not myth. That one. The okay. one we're talking about, the team went to church this morning and, you know, went as a group. And, you know, I think somebody posted on the board. I know they do a lot of things differently, but somebody posted on the board, I believe, it's first time since 2021 they've done that. I have no idea if that's true. Obviously, 2021 turned out well, but, you know, the team got up this morning, went to church together, staff and support staff and players. And you know, it's always a good thing.
They, fit them for rings, then I guess. Yeah, first time since 2021 they did it. No, I mean, I tell you this, being in Knoxville in September can't be like being in Columbia in September. I can guarantee you that. South Carolina, Williams-Brice Stadium in September, you can cook stuff in there. But let's get to the first scrimmage and kind of, Rusty, I think the most first and most important thing is the injury situation. And you know, that's news, that stuff that we're going to discuss on every single platform we can possibly discuss. And, what are we hearing about the injury situation?
No news is good news. You know, that's kind of, you always want to know, everybody wants to know how Gunner looked, how the quarterbacks look, and do we have any injuries, you know? And so, you know, right now a few bangs and bruises, but nothing like if they played, you know, they had a game yesterday and they played next week. Everybody that played yesterday would play next week. So, you know, we'll see how it goes, but that's always no, you know, no news is good news, to doing that, you know, to get those kids back and ready to go, into next week.
Yeah. And, your daily, your regular fire, passion, energy update, for the scrimmage the other day, here's what we're hearing as far as, Gunner Stock, you know, they got the blue caps, you got the blue guardian caps, and those signify the players that are on film that are putting it out there. Fire, passion, energy, that it's evident and they're earning those. Anything you want to add to that?
Do we know if that's a practice before or is that all week you earn one?
I don't know.
And can you lose one? Can you lose one based off a practice performance? Can you get one on a Thursday and lose it based off Saturday?
If we know Kirby Smart, yes, you can lose it. You can lose it probably in a series, I would imagine. It can probably come off pretty quick. But it does indicate kind of that fire, passion, energy. I like what they're doing there because you're kind of making players feel seen, and you're putting players in a position to where that means something, and I like it, and it seems like it's kind of catching on a little bit. Offensively, Gunner Stockton, Kobe Young, Zachariah Branch, and Drew Bobo. Defensively, yep. Gabe Harris, J.J. Hahn, who is a true freshman, very impressive for him to be in that spot. Terrell Foster, who is very much valued walk-on, who they love to death. And I'm drawing a blank on the fourth guy defensively. There is another guy defensively. I'll look it up real quick as far as what we were hearing. But yeah, that kind of, you know, that's kind of your fire, passion, and energy update as far as the guys who have kind of made some noise there.
Yeah, that's something new they're doing. And, you know, that you find different ways to motivate kids and single them out in a good way. So, you know, that's something we'll watch going forward with those guys. I've got one here checking in from Germany, man. That's awesome. Some of the comments right here. You know, I think you get questions about, you know, going into the second week. You know, obviously that tape is going to be very big. And that's, you know, it's almost like, Jake, we always talk about this, and it's true. There's a lot of improvement from the first game to the second game. You put something on tape yesterday in Sanford Stadium. They do church today. They do meetings today, and they watch film today. And then they probably had a little bit of a walkthrough and get ready for another big day of practice. So, you know, who's going to see what they need to improve on and who makes a move next week for this second scrimmage? This is the most important scrimmage of fall camp. Let's just not beat around the bush, because after this one, they start making some depth chart stuff, you know, and that third scrimmage is usually, if you're on the fence right now to be a red shirt type player, that's your last opportunity. You know, you're not going to see Gunner Stockton out there throwing it 40 times in that third scrimmage a week away. I mean, this is the one for me. To kind of separates it kind of sets a real depth chart, you know, internally for Kirby Smart and those guys. So we'll see how this week goes, but you know, they're going to it, and we'll see what the players kind of learned coming out of Saturday.
Yeah, I if you know, you're a girl dad, and your girls play volleyball?
No, we did. We were travel softball, man. Okay. We did travel softball and a little bit. We did a little bit of the travel cheerleading stuff for a little while, but yeah, we didn't get into volleyball.
Well, this is where I come with that. I feel like the first scrimmage is kind of that first hit, that kind of that dig. You know, you kind of get it out, you get the ball up in the air. It kind of gets things gets it rolling. That second one is the set. The second one is, you know, you're setting up the winner right there. Like, you're setting up kind of where things are going in that second scrimmage, because come second scrimmage, Rusty, I'm not saying the depth chart gets settled, but it starts to get formed for what's the start of the season. Like, I mean, this whole week leading up to that scrimmage is guys getting prepared for that scrimmage, but also positioning themselves depth chart wise on how much you're going to play, you know. And JJ Hahn, for example, right? I mean, he's sitting there in a Blue Guardian cap, getting some very significant reps in that first scrimmage. Some, I don't know how many he got, but he got some with the big timers, with the vets there. Okay.
Yep.
Well, he comes out and has a spotty week of practice this week. All of that's probably going to be for naught unless he puts in a great scrimmage on Saturday. It comes Sunday, if this was a rough week of practice for him, then you're probably thinking more scout team. If it's a great week of practice for him, you're probably thinking third, fourth, fifth series against Marshall, against Austin Peay, and see where it goes from there. And that's how important this coming week is, and why that second scrimmage is so valuable.
Yeah, they also will start. Now they will never admit this. They not one person in that building would ever admit it for $1 million in cash. But I can tell you, when they get done with that second scrimmage next Saturday, they'll come back in Sunday and do some stuff, and then Monday they might do some stuff. But that following Tuesday, they will start some install for Marshall. And they will spend some period. Now, they're not going to sit there and game plan for Marshall for 2 weeks, but they will put some periods in for Marshall, because here's the thing, too. I mentioned it on the board today. Marshall, I think, has 73 new players. They have a new coaching staff. I can't even imagine where they're trying to pull film from on all these guys, trying to figure out what they can do scheme-wise, who they're actually facing. You got to guess who's starting. And, you know, there's a lot that goes into that. So they'll never admit it, but, you know, about 10 days from now, 8-9 days from now, they'll start spending a few periods a day on Marshall, getting ready for that first game.
Well, let's spend some time here on our friend Sun Heist. You go to sunheist.com, save 20% with code DOGSHQ. Sun Heist, lifetime warranty on the frames, injected polarization so they won't delaminate over time. My experience with Sun Heist is, and they don't claim this, but my experience is, I can try to fog my glasses up and they will not fog up. You know, get out of a cold vehicle, roll out to the golf course in 95 degree heat, they won't fog up. I love it. It's some of the first ones I've ever had that will ever, you know, kind of do that. Promo code DOGSHQ saves you 20% off the entire order. And let me tell you this too. If you order a pair and somebody loves them, your wife loves them or whatever, go back in there and order her a pair too. You get 20% off of that order too. This is not just a one-time deal. Shane and Mary are local. They're located in Jefferson. They will get you sorted out in a hurry as far as, you know, their sunglasses and getting them to you. Customer service is amazing. If order a pair, if you don't like them, send them right back. It works about as quick as anything I've ever seen. Again, with them being local, warehouses local, everything. Support Georgia-based businesses and our friends over at Sun Heist. I also want to bring up this, rowback.com, Rusty. We got a little deal with them going on too. Dogs20. That's not DOGSHQ20. It's just DOGS20. Save 20% off your first order at Roback as well. And their new Georgia collection is outrageous. It is awesome. They've got a wonderful new Georgia collection. You got to go check it out. Pullovers, polos. Get ready for game day with our friends over at Roback. I can't say enough about the quality and the look of what they've got going on over there. So go check our friends out at Roback as well. Rusty, one thing I do want to get to here real quick before we start talking about kind of the second week the second scrimmage of preseason is, you know, talking about the first scrimmage, takeaways as far as what you heard and what we came away with. Now, listen, we unload the mother load. Now, I don't like to do a bunch of teases on this thing, so I won't go on and on and on about this, but we like to kind of save our intel, the best we got for our subscribers at Dogs HQ and our Dogs HQ Plus folks. But we can take some, we can have some general takeaways from this. And one thing I reported on Thursday, you could see it coming from a mile away, Rusty. The offense had kicked the defense's butt for a whole week.
We traded some tapes.
From a mile away.
You traded exactly what you told me.
Yeah, defense has a good day in that second scrimmage and holds its own and kind of whips the offense there for a little bit, and then the offense got it going.
Yeah, we saw what basically our on the thread and our little work thread, 3 days in a row, the offense, what, sat last Saturday, Tuesday, and Thursday, they got after them pretty good. And we were like, oh, boy, is the defense this far behind? And you were like, look, I've seen this a million times. That defense is going to – and I credit you, Jake, on a text. You said, I promise you right now, the defense is going to show up Saturday. They had a really good day in that scrimmage. But, you know, that they were a couple steps behind all week defensively. The offensive took it to them. They ran the ball on them. They threw the ball on them. Had problems with wide receivers. You're like, what's going on? And then yesterday, you know, for the most part, you know, what we talked about, the defense had a really good day. So that's good news. You're going to have wins by both sides of the ball, and you want somebody to you know, battle back, show some fight. And heard Kirby Smart got into it, got into them pretty good Friday in a meeting, and let them know there's a standard around here defensively. And I need to see it tomorrow. And certainly they did. But there were some good things offensively too. Now they didn't shut those guys out. You know, there's some good things too. And, you know, we talked about that. One thing our subscribers know what we wrote about. So I'm not going to get too far into that. But one thing I will say on here, and I'm comfortable in saying, I said this Thursday, and I said, hey, Adrian Maddox, the UAB transfer at safety, is really starting to stack practices. And I'm telling you, this other safety job opposite of KJ Bolden, he might have something to say in this. Well, lo and behold, we reported that he ran a good bit with the ones on Saturday. So that tells you there's a battle there with Adrian Maddox and Ja'Cory Thomas. And this is the kid, Jake, this was a starter at UAB. This is a kid originally from Georgia, and he transferred here. He's only got 1 year left. Like, this is it for him in college football. So he's not going down without a swing. And I think he's showing some fight. I think the light's starting to click on. So I'm very interested what we hear this time next Sunday. Where were the reps for those guys? Because, you know, I've said it in every kind of forum I've been in and all the Ask Rusty chats and everything. The biggest thing, one of the biggest things I want to see is who's going to start at that position. They brought in three transfers. You got Ja'Cory Thomas, who's never started. That position was wide open. It sounds like Adrian Maddox is making a little headway there.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about that, too, is, you know, reported earlier in the week, Ja'Cory Thomas is not struggling. Ja'Cory Thomas is – but what Ja'Cory Thomas is doing
– competition.
Yeah, it's not competition. You got guys there that are perfectly capable of – if all three of them have a great camp and all three of them have a great season, we could practice during the season. You got three guys that are capable of kind of taking that role on each week. And that's what Georgia needs, because ultimately they didn't bring in Adrian Maddox and Zion Branch because they absolutely had to have somebody to start opposite of KJ Bolden. If all you needed was two safeties, they wouldn't have brought those guys in. They need more than that. And right there, you're starting to get the makings of a top four group, which is precisely what they were aiming at when they brought those guys in. And I think Adrian Maddox is probably going to end up repping some at star and getting some looks there. But right now, he's at safety. Zion Branch has also been impressive at times at safety. Ja'Cory Thomas has been impressive at times at safety. And it's just wonderful to have some competition at that spot, because that is one of the – more so than some positions, that's a matchup spot. You know, there may be a team that they play. They may play Tennessee in week three, and they like how Ja'Cory Thomas matches up, or they like how Zion Branch matches up, or something like that. It really does kind of change in and out and from week to week in terms of the matchup and what they're going after there. The one thing I'll say about it, Rusty, is even what I want to hear from a scrimmage, when one side of the ball wins, is – Are the usual suspects, are the alpha dogs, are the guys that have high expectations and should be playing consistent football, are they having good days too, right? Like, you know, if the offense wins, I need to hear Christian Miller and CJ Allen and KJ Bolden did good things. Okay, that needs to happen because that kind of sets the standard for what goes forward next time, and you've got some reliability there in terms of some key players. Well, you look at the offense from this past scrimmage, and you know, without getting too deep into it, Gunnar Stockton was solid, did some good things. The quarterbacks looked solid for the most part, you know, did some good things here and there. Nate Frazier had a couple of good runs, especially kind of after those first couple series. That's another good sign. Noah Thomas and Zach Branch, Talon Taylor, all put some good things on film. So when you start to talk about your most talented players that you expect to help you, somebody's got to win the scrimmage, okay? Somebody's got to win it. But you want to – that's on the losing side, if you've got to say it that way, on the side that kind of totes the short end of the stick there, you want to hear that your good players or the guys that you're relying on held their own and showed up in the scrimmage, and that seems to be what happened for the offense too, and I always take that as a pretty good sign.
Yeah, we do daily practice reports when we can, and you know, it's not just one scrimmage. It's a combination of information over a whole week. So, you know, nobody took a loss yesterday. You have to look at it, and everybody looked at it a totally different way sometimes of who you thought was the best side of the ball, and it's a controlled scrimmage. So it is what it is. It's content. It's great. I think the best thing came out of yesterday was no injuries, and we can dig deep into all the other things and all the other intangibles of players that we thought were going to do well. The players that have been doing well, certainly have, but the interesting notes and we had, and some of the things that we thought was additional to what we say here on the site yesterday is kind of there. So there's some overreaction at times, and it's funny because I made a post yesterday. I said there'll be 1,000 people in that building today, and they'll probably see 800 different things. You know what I mean? Like, you just don't. And that's why, you know, I said on the board this morning, I want to talk to some people that got a chance to look at the tape, you know, what kind of went on there and that type of thing. And I want to say this too, because, you know, I am clearly, and nothing has changed, I'm clearly in the Gunnar Stockton is going to be starting quarterback at Georgia this year. And I think people are kind of like, okay, well, Ryan Puglisi doesn't have it. I mean, that is not the case at all. I mean, this is still a young player in terms of snaps at the University of Georgia. But, man, you know, what they like in him, he's got – this dude's a big arm. He's athletic. I mean, he's got a freaking laser arm strapped to his shoulder. He's getting better. He had some wild throws yesterday. You know, I think he had an interception in the red zone. It happens. So don't write completely just say Gunnar Stockton, Ryan Puglisi, just put him away. This kid's competing every day. I've met him a couple of times. He is wired the right way. He is there fighting for this job. He hasn't waved the flag. And you never know how this season's going to play out. But I'm certainly right now have no hesitation in saying this is Gunnar Stockton's team. But just because we're not talking about Ryan Puglisi, don't say take that as a negative. This is a very talented young football player, and there's going to be a point in Athens where he's going to have his opportunity to be the guy, and we'll see how it goes from there.
Yeah, no doubt about it, and that's really important too, because we've probably said this over and over again. I feel like I've said this a bunch of times, and I don't know how many times I've said it on the Georgia show, but Ryan Puglisi having a good preseason camp has a ripple effect on the rest of the offense and football team, because the more they trust Ryan Puglisi to handle his business for two or three plays or a series or a quarter or even a game, the more it's going to unlock Gunnar Stockton and them to lean on his decision-making as a runner. Yes. I'm not trying to say he's Tim Tebow or that he's Pat White or he's going to change the game as far as as a runner, or he's going to win them football games just with his legs. He's not. But he can make good decisions on the zone read. He can make good decisions on the quarterback draw. They can use him in the red zone in some specific situations. He can extend plays, and he's going to do more of that when they're unlocking him, because they feel comfortable Ryan Puglisi being able to handle what he can handle. And that's why, really, Rusty, I think these first 2 weeks of the season are so important, that the schedule is setting up the way that it's setting up, because, you know, with Marshall, Georgia should go out there and take care of business, and Ryan Puglisi should end up with 15 to 20 snaps in that game, and it should happen for Austin Peay as well.
Well, that was the plan for UMass last year, and it didn't work that way.
That's right.
So they've got to handle business. They've got to go out and establish. It's early in the year, so you don't have a huge sample size of Gunnar Stockton with everybody. So they're going to give Gunnar Stockton a lot of reps, but they need to go out and handle business. So that fourth quarter – you know, against Marshall or the third quarter, midway through the third quarter, Ryan Puglisi gets four or five series. And then the following week, you really get him a lot of work, you know, going into that Tennessee game. So I learned my lesson at UMass last year. I go sit in the crowd. I take my little one and her little best friend. I was like, look, we're going to have a great day. I don't have to worry about anything on the board. Jake's got it. I'm going to go to a game. And next thing you know, I'm at damn halftime going, am I going to have to go up to the box and get my computer out and work? Because this is not looking good. So, you know, you got to handle those things. You got to get those reps in. But I just think that, you know, I get so many questions about Gunnar Stockton, and rightfully so. I just want to make sure that people get the right the right word. Let me do two things right here. Thank you for everybody's checking in. You're highlighting some of these. Can we do a favor and can everybody check in where you're from? I love that, to go back and see. When I looked at the comments, I saw some Memphis come in. While ago, had a guy from Germany. But if you guys would check in there and let me know what city you're from, and I'll go back and look at the comments too. So that's always helpful for us. So, but thank you for all the comments, man. Thank you for everybody being here right now. And Jake, before we get off here, we got other things. We got plenty left, but make sure you explain Dogs HQ Plus tonight at the end of this show. I had several questions. I just got some new people looking at that.
Yeah, I'll explain it right now. Dogs HQ Plus is the same format we got here, a little bit of different background, where it's not a sponsored show and there's no ads, there's nothing. We jump in there and we talk everything that we write and report, plus a lot more. You know, Rusty writes a story on in the days leading up to a Dogs HQ Plus episode, and I'm asking him questions to get in deeper as to what he wrote, because there's only so much you're going to put down there that people are going to read. You know, we don't try to put down 3,000-4,000 words for folks to try and get through. Nobody has 30 minutes to sit there and comb through a story and read all of my ramblings, even though Rusty's the one with a story called Rusty's Ramblings. But nobody has time to do that. So listen, we deliver it to you right here, and you can listen to it or you can watch it. You can subscribe to it on YouTube, or you can subscribe to our website at Dogs HQ and get both of those things. You can get the written version and the video version. So that's something that we do too. Rusty, before we move to anything else, let me talk about our man Andy Ludeke over at My Perfect Franchise. Andy is a longtime businessman. He's a trusted source when it comes to franchises, when it comes to starting your own business, and he can help you take your life and your career in your own hands. Whether you are a displaced corporate executive and you know you've got the ability to run a business, or it's something you've always just wanted to bet on yourself and chase your dream, Andy can help you out. Give him a call. Go to myperfectfranchise.net, and he'll get you on the right track. He will get you fixed up. We've had so many different success stories across our website and our network with Andy Ludeke, and go check out myperfectfranchise.net. Rusty, we got some announcements to make here at the end of the show for the 2025 season. Some chances to kind of, if I count them right, before there's one before the season and seven opportunities during the season to come out and hang out with Dogs HQ and to talk ball with us. We'll be around. Well, I don't even really know where to start because there's a lot of it. So I'll just start here with the soonest one. And that is, it's not the soonest one. It's going to set up kind of the quickest one we've got going on. And that is, we got some friends over at Hill Point Communities. All right. And our friends over at Hill Point are doing a tailgate on Saturday, August 16th, six days from now. Okay. From 4 to 7 p.m. This is free wine, free beer, and food trucks, music.
I thought that was on the 23rd.
No, this is the one in Pendergrass. Okay. Oh, they're okay. Doing one in Pendergrass. There's another one though. We're going to get to that one. So go check it out. It's at 130 Town Square Boulevard in Pendergrass, Georgia, Point Grand Apartments. There's raffle prizes, photo booth, bounce house, take the kids out there, face painting, games, swimming, and more. We will not be out there, but there'll also be a college football 26 tournament with a grand prize of $250. You can sign up at the event. Okay. So awesome. There'll be that involved too. So that's going on. And we would definitely love for you guys to kind of be out there for that one. But there's another one going on, Rusty, on August 23rd. That one is the week before the season starts. And I'm trying to get it pulled up here real quick. I've got a ring light in my face and everything else trying to make this happen. So it's taking me a second. But over at Hill Point, they've got another one coming up, and we will be at this one. And this one is in Athens. Again, same thing, except Dogs HQ will have a live show from 4 to 5 p.m. And this is at 167 Tally Crossing, Point Grand Apartments in Athens. Everything is the same. Free beer and wine, food trucks, music. The NCAA tournament with a $250 prize is going to be there. Raffle prizes, photo booth, bounce house, face painting, all of that stuff's going to be there. Dogs HQ will be there from 4 to 5 p.m., and we're going to be talking Georgia football. We're going to be hanging out. Might have a few stickers to give out. We're going to have a big old Dogs HQ tent out there that you're going to get a chance to see. We're going to have a lot of fun, and I'm really excited about this one. So we're going to be in person there on August the 23rd from 4 to 5 p.m. for that first hour. And, hey, I'm going to take my family to that one, Rusty. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably be out there until 6, maybe 7 o'clock, just to kind of chop it up with everybody and see everything that's going on. And I encourage you to come out, man. Just enjoy it, whether you live there or not, whether you're going to be out there. Whether you're looking for a new place or not, come on out and just enjoy it. It's a great place to get out there and see some places. And I'm sure what they're trying to do, I've talked with them, and they just want everybody to see what they've got going on because they're that confident in kind of what they've built and what they've put together. And these are wonderful folks. I've gotten to know them over the past week, and I'm really excited about our opportunity to kind of help them out.
Well, you had me at free beer and wine. I'm in. But I look forward to that one. I looked at their website today too, man. They've got that. That's super nice complex and about to open up in Athens.
Yeah, no doubt. Now this is an even bigger deal. Every single home game this fall, Rusty, Dogs HQ.
You put me to work, man.
We got to do it. Yeah, well, you can do some of these from home if you need to. I'll be out there because this was close to my house.
That's right.
Redstone. If you remember us, we partnered with Redstone back in the spring, and we did a pregame show from out there. And we had dozens of folks show up, hang out with us, gave out some free T-shirts, some Dogs HQ T-shirts. It was a lot of fun. We had a blast. We're going to be out there 7 times this fall, every single home game before the game. We haven't got the times nailed down. It's going to depend on the kickoff. 3:30s probably be a little bit more like mid-morning. Noon kickoffs will probably be a little bit earlier in the morning. Evening kickoffs probably be out there around noon to try and catch you. But listen, Redstone is going to have your tailgate boxes set up. You can pick them up and go cook them yourself, or you can pick them up already made and go warm them up out there on the grill or eat them as they are. The brisket Philly, the best barbecue. Listen, they're pulled pork, Rusty. Once every couple weeks at my house is a must. And if I had it up for myself, it'd be once a week. It is unbelievable. They do a great job out there. And also something that we ran into out there last year, and I know you remember this, some of the most unique Georgia apparel you'll ever find. Cool.
Really
stuff
cool.
You will not find anywhere else, you'll find at Redstone. Also, yeah. Sunheist will be out there as well. Sunheist will be you can come in and try on their sunglasses there at Redstone. So go check them out. But you'll be have a chance to spend time with us, come out there and see us do the show live. I don't know if you can somehow prove to me that you're always commenting on the show. Maybe you come on, do a little interview with us, and we'll talk with you about what you like about Dogs HQ and the Georgia show. But we will be going live every single home game from Redstone Market and Butcher out of Highway 129. It's right past Arcade, right when you get into Athens. Skip 316 and all that traffic. Come in from the other side. Come over to Redstone. Get your tailgate box. Get your unique Georgia apparel and hang out with us. We definitely want to see you. This is what we're all about, man. Like we're finally getting to a point, Rusty, where things are settling down a little bit, and I want to spend some time with some fans, and I want to see these folks who listen to us.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And what, we'll do always ask about Dogs HQ gear. I'll have some T-shirts to give away, some each week. And the best thing about it, Jake, is you can stop on the right. If you take the Jefferson exit to come to Athens, that's the best way to say it. If you take the Jefferson exit coming into Athens, you get everything you want. You can get all your hydration. You can get all your waters. You can get every ounce of food, ice everything down, and you can pack your cooler right there as you pull into town. So it ain't going to take much of a sale. If we get you in there one time, that's going to be your stop. That place is huge. It's got all these gas pumps on both sides. It's going to do great. I'm excited. I'm excited to partner with them.
Exit 137. And it's about a 15-minute drive on your way to Athens. You're going to run right into it. It'll be right there on the right side of the road. Swing in, fill up with gas, get your tailgate boxes, shake mine and Rusty's hand. Ask us whatever you want to ask us about what we've heard. Ask us about why Jamie Newman opted out back in the day. We may spill some beans on you. You never know. Just come on by and cue your questions up. We want to see you. We want to hang out with you. Come out and see us at Redstone, and we'll be doing that as well. And we'll be leading you into every single Georgia home game this fall. The best home game schedule ever they've had since I started covering Georgia. I can say that. I assume it's one of the, it's got to be one of the best ever. I know back in the day when they used to play Clemson in the opener and all of that stuff, maybe they had some better ones, but this is the best one I can ever remember. And we're trying to capitalize on it by seeing as many folks as we can. And we want to meet you, whether you're a subscriber to the site or you're listening to the pod. We certainly want to be a part of your Saturday. What you got, man?
A reminder, high school football starts in Georgia this week. I will be a part of the Corky Kale Classic. I have two games on Wednesday. And, you know, as far as, like you say, what Georgia prospects will have, all that stuff written up. Jeremy Johnson will have anything. But I'll give you kind of a heads up. Wednesday at 4:30, Prince Avenue Christian will play Callaway, two great football teams. Andrew Beard, Garrison Hurst's nephew, the running back with the Georgia offer, he will be in that game. This is a super talented 2027 running back. The second game is between Kale and South Paulden. And there's a young man that plays for South Paulden, offensive tackle. I think it's Tyler Chuckum is his name. He's committed to Florida. Georgia has just recently offered him. He will play in the second game. Interesting fact in this one, Kirby Smart's nephew, who has multiple SEC and Power Four offers, is a junior wide receiver at Kale High School. And I'll just say this, if Kirby don't offer him soon, it's going to be an awkward Christmas for him. I can just tell you right now, this young man, Brock Burris, you'll see him Wednesday night. He's in the second game. Kale is loaded. South Paulden's a great football team.
He's not committed to Kentucky. It's the other speedster that's committed to Kentucky.
Yeah. So they've got, there's Dallas, a lot of players. Dallas Dickerson. Yep. And yeah. Then he's at North Oconee. Yep. So Brock Burris is a junior wide receiver, 2027. That's Kirby's nephew. And he's got a lot of eyes on him. He can run. And, you know, we'll see how this thing goes. But high school football starts this week. And it's great, man. There's a lot of prospects, a lot of Georgia offers. You will see Georgia commits play in Mercedes-Benz next Saturday. I've got a lot of games there. So it's here, man. And I know college football is a couple weeks away. I know NFL is further away, but high school football in the state of Georgia, you can watch it anywhere. And if you follow any of my socials, I'll give you all the links where you can watch it nationwide this week. But it starts Wednesday at 4:30, and I think this is the first game in the continental United States. Hawaii started last weekend because fall don't mean anything to Hawaii. So they started their games Saturday, last night, but these will be the first games in the mainland. And it'll be Wednesday at 4:30, and you'll be able to see Andrew Beard, who is Garrison Hurst's nephew. That's his Garrison's sister's son. He is the real deal, and you get a chance to watch him.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Love it. The football's back. We'll be covering a season before you know it. This has been the Georgia Show presented by our awesome friends over at American Pride Bank. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys. Live on Facebook and YouTube. Come check us out here on Thursday. We'll be right back. Take it easy.